A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on in. It's KSL's unrivaled Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell on the road tonight, of course. He does he's the analyst on the radio, of course, for Utah football. And Mitch Harper, Cougar Tracks, Cougar Sports Saturday host, joining me here in studio. Feels good. Look, I love Scott. You know I love Scott. But the whole thing is that, you know, there's this thing where I can bounce ideas off of you that I'm not going to get as ridiculed for, okay?
That's right.
So there's that. Speaking of radio analysts for local football programs, Riley Nelson joining us here on the program, of course, does the analyst job on the BYU side of things. Riley, thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, when you said speaking of, I was worried you were going to say speak. Ridiculed.
Let's open it up. Let's start ridiculing right now. We just had Ty Detmer on the show with us, and of course his reputation precedes him, and you know, I think there's not a person in BYU, you know, in Cougar Nation who doesn't love Ty. And one of the things we asked him about was, because he's going to run the alumni flag out this weekend against Washington, I can't imagine that's not going to be an amazing moment when Ty Detmer makes that return, and fans are just going to be all over this guy. They love Ty so much. I can't imagine anything but just a standing O for Ty, and some of these guys are going to be back running the alumni flag out.
Yeah, I think it'll be a moment. And obviously, I didn't play under Ty, but I did play under Brandon Dolman, who kind of a similar story. Obviously, Brandon was there earlier or longer than Ty was, but they had the same stint as coordinators, as they both had 2 years, and then they were let go by the respective head coaches. And I know Ty and would consider him a friend, I'm a lot closer just because of Coach Blair with Coach Dolman. And I know that
hold on, we got Riley's Riley, you there? Your phone kind of cut out there for a sec. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still here. Right, is it better now?
Yeah, I hear you better now. Go ahead.
All right, I've tried not to move. Anyway, so going back, these guys in Detmer, and of course Detmer's in the legend. I mean, he's in the short list, right? It's probably Young, McMahon, Detmer, you know, maybe throw Wilson in there for the absolute short list, or Wilson or Nielsen or Bosco or one of those, and Dolman's kind of in that next tier down. But although that, you know, that senior season that he had with Luke Staley was absolutely one of the more memorable and special ones at BYU. But so these guys came, they were coaches. The coaching stint didn't work out how everyone hoped it did, and they had to be let go. And there's just some hesitancy there, because obviously during their time they were criticized by some in the fan base, and it's never a good thing to have to be let go from your station. But the reality is, what you find out over time is that they all still love you. They were all great, love you as a player. If anything, they have more appreciation for you, and they're grateful for your services coming back to do a coach. Because as time passes, well, you know, fans out there kind of get emotional in the moment. As time passes, they understand that, you know, a lot of different things and circumstances go into the success of a coordinator. And so it's great for those guys to come back, to be embraced by all the fans, by all of Cougar Nation, and to assume their place in feeling comfortable in the stadium, on campus, and anywhere in the program they'd like to be, because those guys deserved it, their time as players.
Along with legends, you know, running out the flag coming up on Saturday, there's a huge football game. BYU going to be taking on the number 22 ranked Washington Huskies. And I'm curious, Riley, from week one, where I'm sure you and Greg were at the stadium till about 4 a.m., that rain delay game against the Utes, to now heading into this week, what do you think's been the biggest improvement from week one to now for this BYU offense?
Well, in terms of broadcast, it's gotten shorter a little bit every time. So I'm hoping that we can actually end on time this time. With the hour and 20 rain delay and then double overtime and then single overtime, this
yeah.
might not actually end in regulation.
Might a regulation game. That'd be nice.
Although it is on ABC, so it's a whale of a game. But anyway, as far as the offense goes, what I really loved against USC was taking what the defense gave them, right? I've talked about this with some other people throughout the week, but I loved the quarterback draw call where Zach Wilson scored the last touchdown in regulation, because it was a look that USC had given earlier that when they motioned to empty, USC had no linebacker in the tackle box. And so it was 5-0 linemen versus 4-D linemen. And then all you got to do is create one running lane for Zach, and now he's 12 yards down the field on safeties. And that was something that we didn't see in week one or week two, a design quarterback draw, and we see it pulled out in week three. And the reason why we saw it pulled out was not because they were forcing it, not because it was something they were trying to, you know, make sure got run, but it was something they identified in the defense and they ran it to take advantage of it. And I saw it on that. You saw it on the fake end around playing off the play from overtime in Tennessee. You saw it in some of the passing concepts where they were hitting some hitches and some underneath routes, taking advantage of the soft man coverage at times that USC played. And so that's been my favorite evolution, as well as, you know, Zach had those two interceptions in Utah that all of us want to forget. One of them, I think, was a good play by the defense. The other one was a decision-making error on his part. And since then, it took him a while to get going against Tennessee, but basically since the second half of Tennessee through this USC game, his decision-making has been incredibly mature and incredibly accurate. There was a couple times against USC when he was running around back there, you're like, oh, man, just get positive yards or throw it away. But he was able to, and that's why we love Zach, because he was able to turn that into some magic by, you know, pushing the ball down the field and things like that. But those are the main things that I've noticed in the offense from week one to week three. And I think they have a solid foundation to build on for week four.
Riley Nelson, former BYU quarterback, also doing, the analyst duties on the radio with Greg Wrubell, making the calls. You love taking coaching, Riley. I'm sure Greg is how's it been as him as your head coach in the booth? Has he been giving you some tips? How's it been? I love listening to the breakdowns, and I love how smart that your breakdowns are. And so it's so fun to hear. And, of course, you know, Mark has done such a great job over all the years. But has Greg given you some tips that you take into the booth and you go – does he do some X's and O's broadcast-wise for you?
Yeah, he does, and it's been great. And he's been very good with his feedback. You know, he's been an excellent coach, and that, you know, recognizing I only have three broadcasts under my belt, so he's not too hard. And he doesn't get too nitpicky. But after each game, he and I talk. Well, not directly after the game, but a couple of days later, he's had a chance.
Not at IHOP. He doesn't do it at the IHOP on the road.
I'm telling you, man, with these long, Tennessee, we all got back to. I literally got back to my hotel, took a nap for an hour, and then I had to be at the airport.
Wow.
There was no time for IHOP there. But, yeah, if we can get a game and end in regulation, then, yeah, maybe we can go out to eat. But no, after we've had a chance to go, just like game film, right, except this time it's listening to the broadcast, and then go back and I say, hey, this didn't sound quite right to me. What's your opinion here or there? And then he kind of gives me one thing to work on, at least so far. Each week he's given me one thing to, like, hey, let's be really sharp. Like, I'll give you an example. One of them was I would say we and our, and I would speak in the
sure.
first person.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in the plural first person, right?
Yeah, that's Greg. That's Greg 101 right there, baby.
Yeah, exactly. But as a broadcast, and I, like, as much as I am a part of the program, still considering myself to be, for the fans tuning in out there, They want to hear about the team on there and the guys out on the field. So that was one thing, and I'm cleaning up that up as it goes along. And there's been a couple of other tips that it's been great to work through. And it's just like I was as a player, trying to get better every game.
Sure. Real quickly here, we got about a minute left. Tell me what your thoughts are on this Washington team coming to Provo.
Yeah, I think they're solid. I don't think they're they're not near as good as they were last year. But they do have a lot of talent. But that talent's still trying to find its way. As I watched the Hawaii game, Hawaii didn't do themselves any favors on defense. They got pretty much Washington. Anytime they rolled down into man coverage, Washington made a pay for it. And BYU doesn't run a lot of man, or if they do, they've got safety help over top or some zone help underneath. So that bodes well there. And then as I watched the Cal game, Cal was really able to establish a run. They stuck with it. They've got some ultra-athletic dudes who make some big plays, but just play after play, run after run, Cal wore them down and tested their mettle to be able to handle a rushing attack, which makes me excited as Tyson Williams has emerged as a workhorse and that offensive line was as good as advertised. So while I think they're a good and talented team, and you can never count out a Chris Peterson team because they will always be well-prepared, and this Washington team plays with extraordinary effort, I think it'll be a battle on Saturday, but I really do like the Cougars' chances.
All right, Riley, we appreciate you joining the program. Riley Nelson, you can hear me on the radio broadcast with Greg Rebell, the voice of the Cougars, right here on KSL News Radio this Saturday. 8 a.m. pregame next week. This week, it's not as early, so that's good. But, Riles, we're looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for being with us on the program. Good luck this week.
Yeah, tremendous. Thanks for having me on, and have a good evening.
You bet. Taking the break here. MVPs are next. Plus, you don't want to miss it. Stereotypical BYU fan makes his way into the studio somehow. Stay with us. More to go. It is KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.